Hello all, this is Shaitan Bakru here with another review for Blind Cool Tech. I'd like to talk to y'all about a program which I have had now for a couple of years, which, in my opinion, should be integrated into the Windows operating system itself and replace System Restore, because I believe that System Restore, from my experience, is a piece of garbage. Doesn't seem to help me at all when I have trouble with my computer. But the program I want to talk to you about today is called Go Back, and it used to be made by Roxio, the same company that made a Easy CD and DVD Creator, and at that time it was at version 3.X, I believe 3.2 was the last version that was released by Roxio, and last year, I believe it, I believe Symantec bought it or something, because it's now called Norton Go Back, and the latest version, which is the one I have, is 4.0, and so it's now called Norton Go Back, made by Symantec. And no, it's not as bad as Norton Antivirus, because I've had pretty bad experiences with NAV slowing down my system. It was just terrible using Norton products. I don't use any Norton products except this one. This one doesn't slow down your computer at all. So what is Go Back? Well, Go Back is a system restoration program. What it does is it monitors your hard drive while your computer is running. It monitors your disks at all times, and it doesn't do this with the removable media, by the way, only hard drives. But it monitors your hard drive at all times while you are using your computer, and it tracks every single change made to your disk, every single file that is changed, every single byte that changes on your disk. It keeps a snapshot of, and if you ever have a problem and you need to restore your computer back to some point in the past, you can do that. It takes snapshots pretty often. I believe on my system it does it about every 5 minutes, sometimes once an hour, depending on how heavily you are using your system. And it installs itself as a low-level application, so you don't even know when your computer is on. You can't really tell it's even running and keeping track of what's going on. I mean, you have an icon in the system tray for selecting its options, but even if you close the tray icon, Go Back is always running when Windows is up, and it does install itself into the boot sector of your hard drive, so it starts monitoring everything from when your system begins booting. Not only does it do that, but it also has some other pretty neat features. It has a file rescue utility. You can, after you say, for example, you create a file. For example, you create a Microsoft Word document, and later on, you run into a problem with your computer, and you have to restore. And you say, well, I have a document here that I don't want to lose. You'd think it would be gone after you restore to the past, but what happens is, after you do a restore, it allows you to rescue. You can recover files that were on your system before you did the restore, so you can recover any documents or anything you had before you had to restore to the past. And it also allows you to, even if you don't do a restore, when you delete files, they are not permanently deleted. They are kept for, I would say, a couple of weeks or so, depending on how many, depending on how heavily you use your system and how many restore points it creates. It will, even if you delete files from the recycle bin, they're not completely gone. You can go into the file rescue utility and still recover them if you need to. Also, the nice thing about this is it can remember different versions of a file that you have created. For example, if you create a Microsoft Word document, you're working on a long document, you save periodically. There's at some point you save when you don't intend to save, and you overwrite the file on the disk that was previously there. No worries, you can go into Windows Explorer or my computer and navigate to the highlight the file that you were working on, and you can hit the Applications key or Shift F10 if you don't have a Windows keyboard, and from that context menu you simply arrow down to Show Revisions, and it will show you every single version of that file that you created. So you can restore, if you were working on a Word document and you saved every 15 minutes, you would see every version of that file that you saved on your disk, and you can restore that file, that individual file, to a previous version if you'd like. Like I said, it this program keeps track of every change made to your disk, so there's no worries. When you restore, it will restore exactly not only your registry but your entire disk physically to how everything was before you had a problem. And this has saved my life on countless occasions. I use it for testing new software and all kinds of neat stuff. For example, we had the situation with the Audio Magic Trojan horse that was circulating around on the BCT and blindcasting and PC audio lists a couple of weeks ago. I decided to go ahead and give it a try and see whether that the guy who wrote the program was telling the truth or not, and I wasn't scared at all to try it because I had Go Back installed and I had no worries. I knew that if it did wipe my hard drive, I could just I could do a restore, which is exactly what I did. I ran this file and it wiped my my hard drive, and so what I did is I rebooted, and before Windows came up, before Windows comes up, if you have Go Back installed, it shows right after your computer does its self-test and right before it boots Windows, it will show a Go Back boot screen for about 3 seconds with a Go Back logo on it before Windows actually starts to load. Like I said, it installs itself in your hard drive's boot record, and so the Go Back screen came up, and in a couple of, maybe about 5 or 6 keystrokes, I was able to restore my computer to exactly how it was an hour ago before I ran that Trojan horse, and it took about 45 seconds to restore my entire drive, which was about 200 gigs of stuff. So that saved me right there. If it weren't for this program, I would have had to reformat, and I would have lost everything. All my school projects, my programming work, my music, everything. All my audio books, software. I would have had to go scrambling around for old registration keys that I had. I have them written down somewhere, stored in a safe place in the closet, but would have had to go search for those. This program also allows you to if you have kids in the house, for example, you can, or if you're using a computer in a school environment, if you're a network administrator or something, or a system administrator at a school, and you're working in a computer lab, the GoBack also has what's called an auto back feature. You can set a predefined restore point that you want GoBack to restore to. For example, I can go in and say, I can tell GoBack to restore my computer every time I reboot the machine. I can tell it, or every time I log off Windows, whatever, it has the different kinds of options. But if you are in a school environment, what you can do is you can say, okay, every time you reboot, every time we reboot the machine, restore the system to this particular restore point. It will restore it to how it was before you set that option. And so every time, for example, every time you reboot the machine, it would go back to some kind of default configuration. So if someone came along and tried to screw up something, as soon as that machine reboots, it will do an automatic restore to a certain point, a fixed restore point. It works even, it's pretty clever, it works even when if you turn the computer off while Windows is running and there's some kind of disk activity going on, it no matter what you do, it's pretty smart, it will restore exactly to how it was before you set that predefined point. So it's pretty useful in a school environment if you have kids in the house who use the computer. And the only thing is, if you do that, you'd have to save all your work on a floppy disk or network drive or something, or maybe a CD or external hard drive, or maybe a second hard drive on your computer that you don't have protected with GoBack. Because whenever you'd reboot the system, it would erase everything you had done during that particular session, and it would bring it back to a certain point. And so you would, if you were working on a document, you would lose all that work. So that's the only thing you'd have to remember to do, is save it somewhere else, not on the drive where GoBack is protecting. GoBack can protect multiple hard drives at once if you have them on your system. The GoBack program you can configure how much space on your hard drive GoBack takes up. You can configure all that during the installation. On my system, I have GoBack set to take 8 gigabytes of disk space when installed. The program itself is small, but you need quite a bit of room for the GoBack data file. The GoBack data file is a special hidden file called GoBack .io.bin, and it's stored in the root folder of your C drive or whatever hard drive you're protecting with GoBack, most probably your Windows drive, and mine is about 7.8 something GB, if you don't want to take that, by the way, GoBack can take a maximum of 8 gigabytes. It can't take any more than that. Can go up to 8 gigabytes of space, and during the install, if you select custom install, you can tell it, if you have a pretty small hard drive, you can tell it may take only, 512 megs or maybe 2 gigs of space or whatever, but I have a 200 gig drive, so I want as many restore points as I can, so I have it set to take its maximum, whatever it can handle, which is 8 gigabytes, and this program also supports, you can protect it with a password. You can set it to have a separate password for a regular user and a separate administrator password. So for example, if you're, like I was talking about, the predefined restore points before with the auto revert feature, you can set a password on that, so no matter what a person comes along and does, even if they try to tamper with GoBack in any way, they won't be able to do it without a password, and the passwords that you set are encrypted in the GoBack data file itself, so it's impossible to get to. So also the auto back feature, the predefined point is useful for testing out software. You can set a predefined restore point and then mess around with your computer however you want, not worry about anything. I would recommend you do that if you're going to try out files that are foreign to you. You don't know who they're, what they do or anything. For example, this Audio Magic Trojan Horse. I could have used a predefined restore point, and I could have ran it, and it would automatically undo everything in that session when I ran that file. Whenever I rebooted, I didn't do that though. I used the regular restore worked for me, so I wasn't really scared of that. I want to show you really quickly how this program works. I'm going to see here. I'm going to go to my system tray. Okay, I'm using JAWS 7.1 public beta, by the way, for this review. We already landed on the first item, and the insert F11 system tray list is GoBack. So I'm going to press the Enter key. And we have a display GoBack menu option, which is, we never need to use that because, unless you don't have the tray icon running, you'd have to go to the Norton GoBack icon on your desktop or in your programs group. But here, what this does is it opens a graphical version of this menu for sighted people who like that stuff. I never use that option. I just go down. File and version rescue. I told you, you can go back multiple versions of files. post-restore file rescue. I told you if you restore and you forgot to back up a file before restoring, that was a new file you just created, you can recover it here. Disk drive restore, this is where you actually restore your entire drive to a previous point. Advanced disk drive restore, I believe. I'm not sure what that is. I think what that is it allows you to restore to a restore point that was not created automatically by GoBack. For example, if I had a restore point created at 4 p.m. and 5 p.m., I could restore somewhere maybe in the middle, maybe 4:25 or whatever. Disk drive compare, I've never used that actually. I don't know what that is. I think it might be a new option in version 4.0. I've never played with any of the new features here. Safe try mode is another new feature I haven't played with. It was introduced in version 4.0 of GoBack. Auto back, here is where you can set predefined restore points and things of that sort. Go in there in a bit. Options, set options for the program, like you can disable go back, you can set passwords, determine who has what privileges and that kind of stuff. And we have a close. This does not close go back, it only closes the tray icon. And so even if you close this, it will disappear from the system tray, but you'll still have the GoBack software running in the background. And by the way, you can't end GoBack in the task manager. No matter what you do, it won't let you. It's a system process. It won't allow you to end any of the GoBack processes. So I'm gonna go down. And I'm back at the top of this menu. I want to show you quickly how simple it is to do a disk drive restore. I'm going to press enter. Let's see, where am I? Okay, so whenever you go in the disk drive restore option, you'll be taken into a simple list view of all the restore points that currently exist on your computer. And we heard there was the latest one that GoBack created, the latest snapshot that was taken of the disk was okay, so March 28th at 1:07 p.m., which and it says it was created 36 minutes ago. I'm gonna go down. Okay, it wasn't selected. I just selected that first one. I'm gonna go down. And I have one from 12:06, which is 2 hours ago. Yeah, so right now I'm getting restore points every hour, because now this one is 11:07, which it says 3 hours ago. And start of system restart. This is a restore point that every time you turn on your computer, GoBack creates a restore point right there. Whenever Windows loads, it creates restore points all of the time when your system starts up. So if you want to force it to create a restore point, just reboot your system. And that was last time I rebooted was 4 hours ago. I'm gonna go down, and I have one at 8:30 a.m. 5 hours ago. And this is, it says start of day, so it was created at 12 something a.m. This morning, and This is the first restore point for today. So now when we go down, we're going to see restore points from yesterday. Okay, so we have, I started my system at 11 something p.m. last night, that was 15 hours ago, and go down. Another system start. So you can see all of these are either system restore points or restore points created when the system was started, at different times. Now I'm going to, okay, that's the last one I have. Now, let's say I wanted to restore to yesterday at 5:30 something p.m. That's the one I'm on now. It was created about 20 hours ago, and I have used my computer pretty heavily between yesterday and today, so we don't have any more restore points. Sometimes if you don't use our computer too much, you can get restore points that go, I've seen some that go about 2 weeks back. So this is pretty good. Let's say I wanted to restore to yesterday at 5:30 something p.m. Whatever that was. I can just press tab right here. It says more info. I never tried that. I wonder what kind of information it gives you. But I don't use that. I just usually I know what state my system was in at a certain point, so I usually don't use that. But I'm gonna tab one time. Restore now button. So if I press space here, do a route JAWS to PC and read this dialogue. Okay, so it's saying Norton, in order to restore the drive, Norton Go Back has to reboot and do its thing outside of Windows. And it's saying, is this okay? And I'm going to say okay. And I have a password set up on this, so no one else can restore and mess around with my system when I'm not looking. So it's asking me for the Go Back administrator password, which I'm not going to type here because I'm not going to actually do a restore. But once you type your password in here, you press enter, and you don't have to do anything else. Go Back will Windows will simply restart. Your system will reboot, and you'll hear some disk activity. After your system reboots, you'll hear some disk activity while Go Back restores your drive. And after your drive is restored, Windows will boot back up automatically. So it'll, if you have your screen reader set to start at the Windows logon screen. Or the logon prompt, or whenever Windows starts, then your system will come up talking right after the restore. So you don't have to do anything after you enter your password here. There's no worries about needing sighted help. You won't need it. It's all automatic. It will just reboot, come up. Windows will come up normally as if you had started your system from scratch. I'm not going to do a restore. I'm just going to I'm tabbing around. There's an OK button and a cancel button, and the password field. But I'm going to press escape to get out of here because I don't want to restore. Okay, so I'm back in the restore point list. I'm going to Alt F4 out of this. I'm going to go back into the system tray menu. Show you the options dialog box. I press enter, and okay, so I have only one hard drive connected to the system right now. And I land in a drive list. This is a list of drives that Go Back is protecting right now. for me, and it's a, right now it's I'm using a my laptop computer for this, and it's protecting my laptop's internal hard drive, the C drive. I'm going to press tab. You can clear the go back history at any time. This will erase all of the restore point data that go back has collected. So make sure that you absolutely want to do this. Erase all your restore points. With tab, you can disable go back. If you don't want it monitoring your system, it won't. This does not uninstall the program. To do that, you'd have to go into add remove programs. But if you want to disable go back, so it doesn't track your system, you can do so here. By the way, I do have my administrator password set up for this feature too, so people can't disable it. I'm gonna press tab. Icon and system tray, if you want the icon to be there, you can check this box. I just have it there in case I need to use it. I'm going to tab. We're not going to press OK right now because there are other tabs here which I want to show you. So we right now are on the history tab. That's the one I just showed you. I'm going to, let's go right arrow. Okay, I'm going to tab now. And when you first install go back, you don't have any password set up at all. If you want to set up a password or if you want to change it, just press this button. You're asked for your old password, and if you're this is your first install or if you don't have a password set up, leave old password blank. If you do have one, type it here. And you have your new password and confirm password boxes, and that's it. I'm going to escape out of this. I'm going to tab. You can set a user password also for some of the features like file rescue and that kind of thing. You can say, okay, maybe a regular user should be able to do that. I don't have any user passwords set up. I don't really want to have one, so I hit tab. Here's where you can set the different features that different that either an administrator or users can use. I'm going to press space. I'm going to use my JAWS cursor here. And so we have three columns here, admin, user, and none. And now I'm going to down arrow. Okay, so it says restore disk. Who can restore disk? Who can restore the system to a previous restore point? Can an administrator do it? Can a regular user do it? Or no one? I have it set on administrator right now. JAWS doesn't read these radio buttons properly. Basically, you'd have on one line, you have restore disks, the name of the feature, and then three radio buttons, admin, user, and none. And I have it on admin right now, so the first radio button in this on this line is checked. I just went across the user and the none radio buttons. I'm going to go to the next line now. Create/discard virtual drive. You can create virtual drives with go back. I'm not going to talk about that here because it's an advanced feature that can read if you buy the software. Has a pretty good manual too, so I'm gonna go down. By the way, I have all of these on set on administrator, so So who can recover files or open recovered files? Who can clear the go back history? Who can disable go back? Who can update or upgrade the software? Who can enable or disable the auto back or safe try mode features? Who can create predefined restore points? Cancel auto back at any time if your system reboots and you don't want it to restore automatically to a predefined point, you can temporarily disable that. Was a special keystroke if you'd like. Change auto back schedule. You can have it auto revert to a certain point based on a schedule, like every midnight or something like that. I know a lot of schools do that. Their computers refresh every so often, or you can just have it do it on reboot or on logon or any combination of these. But I have that set on admin also. Restart from floppy/CD. If you're booting from a if you need to boot from a floppy or a CD. Who can uninstall go back? There's a button here to restore your factory settings. And you have the OK and cancel and apply buttons. And if you do change any of these features, you will need to, when you press OK here, it will ask you to enter your go back admin password if you have one set. Now I'm going to press escape, and tabbing around, we have an OK button. We're on the passwords tab. I'm going to right arrow. Okay, auto back tab. This is the last tab we have. This is where we can set predefined restore points. I'm going to press the tab key. And this is the same dialog you'd pop into with this tab open if you were to go into the auto back menu item in the system tray. We're just accessing it through the options dialog, but this is the same place you'd come to if you chose auto back from the system tray. Enable auto back, not enabled right now on my system. I'm going to press the tab key. Well, we don't have anything else. Okay, I'm going to check this box, and I'm going to tab. Now we have, here is our list, a summary of how the system is going to auto back. We have it set so that whenever it comes time to do a refresh, if the system is running at and a user is logged onto the system at that time, right before the system reverts to a predefined restore point, it will alert the user and say that the system will restore in such and such time. And it right now we have it set to it says default snooze time is 5 minutes. So at that point, after the user is alerted, they have 5 minutes to save their work or whatever they are doing. Why don't you really use this option? I'm gonna tab. Here is where you can change or set a schedule for your auto back. I'm gonna press space. I'm gonna tab. You can have it do auto backs on log off or shutdown/restart. Here is auto back on any restart. Remember, I said even if someone tried to tamper with the system while there was disk activity going on, or maybe they tried to disconnect the power cord to try and fool around and see if go back wouldn't be able to handle what they've done. This, no matter what you do, it will on a reboot, it will restore to a default. It will refresh to a default configuration. I use this sometimes on my desktop computer when I have parties at my house, for example, and I have kids using the computer. I use this option only, the any restart. Detect missed schedule auto backs. I'm not sure what that does. Have to read the manual on that. And here's you can set the days and the times and all that neat stuff when you want to do a refresh, if you want to have a certain times of the day and days of the week and things. These checkboxes don't work with the PC cursor, so you'll have to use the JAWS cursor to access those. I'm just tabbing. I think these are like the days of the month or something. I'm going to press escape. And that's it for the options dialog. This program is a big lifesaver. It saved me on countless occasions. I'd recommend all of you get it. It's a shame it's not part of Windows itself. I think Microsoft should come up with something like this instead of using their junk system restore utility, which restores your registry and not much else, I think. The program costs, when I bought it, it was $30. There was a free trial version that would run for 30 days that you could download. I don't know. I bought this when it was still being made by Roxio, which was version 3.2. 3.21, I believe, and it was $30, and there was a 30-day trial version you could get. Now I have Norton Go Back 4.0. It's made by Symantec now, and I don't know if Symantec has a trial of this or not, but I recommend all of you get it, and that's it for this review. So if you have any questions, you can email me at bubbly, B-U-B-B-L-Y, wubbly, W-U-B-B-L-Y, Hindu, H-I-N-D-U, @gmail.com, and I'd be happy to answer any questions you have about this software or anything else that you'd need. So that's it for now. This is Shaitan Bakru here, recording for Blind Cool Tech, signing off. Bye-bye.